Worms, Captain of Compost, Doctor of Dirt, Old Natural Howard, and lots of other goofy names. I call him Dad. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Let's talk gardening and landscaping and pest control and whatever you'd like to discuss. Fall is in the air around here at the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Some of you probably already having a little even cooler weather, a little frost on the pumpkin. Some have not gotten to that point yet, but it brings up some important points for some important times for us to do some things, and we'll talk about that. First, need to tell you that this hour is brought to you by the company over in East Texas that makes the wonderful dog food and cat food that I recommend, Victor Pet Foods. Victor, just terrific. A big line of products. There's different formulas for all kinds of different pets, depending on age and health and energy and all that kind of stuff, size, I guess, too. And we're trying all of them with our dogs. We've got a wide range of dogs. We go from over 100-pound mix lab and German Shepherd mix down to a 20-pound real mix, both mutts, both enjoying the Victor dog food. And if you haven't tried it yet, I really recommend it. Some unusual properties, the first one being there's no corn, soy, or gluten in any of the products. There's no toxic chemical preservatives in any of the products that they make. They have grain-free choices, and they have the regular products that do have grain. So whichever way you want to go, so far our dogs have liked them all. But try them and let me know what you think. Their website is a great place to go to see some terrific pictures of dogs and get information about these products. Go to victordogfood.com. Also, check out their Facebook page. And also check out our website, dirtdoctor.com, because you need to go to the SPCA button there, and we need to help some dogs. Libby, Lazarus, and Colonel, also Como, still waiting for adoption, still waiting for homes. And they're all great-looking dogs, and their pictures are on our website. So check them out, those of you especially in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And we will tell you about today's dog now, too. And he's a cutie, and Prescott, or some people say Prescott, I guess. Prescott, the town in Arizona. But this is a border collie mix, really, really pretty, black and white fur. They say it's super soft. Haven't met Prescott yet, but looks like just a great choice for you. 1.5 years old, he was rescued. He was part of that 67 dogs that were rescued from inhumane treatment here a while back in July. He's a little shy at first because of all that, but then he warms up really quickly, it says. He loves to be around people and cuddle up and all that. He's been neutered and microchipped and received all of his age-appropriate vaccinations. So check out Prescott or Prescott and see what you think. You can pronounce his name the way you would like. And we appreciate Victor Dog Food, Victor Pet Foods, for helping us with that. But go to our website and check out those past dogs too. We need to give them a hand. My tea this morning is very good. Ginger, hibiscus, rose, a little fennel in it, a little Turk's cap, nice mixture, a little natural honey. And it's a good one. Tastes really good and good for you. So give that a whirl, that mix, if you haven't already. As I said, fall is in the air. You can feel it when it starts to change. You really start to get a couple of indications. The day length shortens, the temperature, especially at night and in the morning, you can feel that something is going on. There'll be a little bit of preliminary indication of fall color starting to happen. We're a ways away from the real show, but it's all kind of underway right now. And the main thing that I wanted to talk to you about is it's time for the third major fertilization of the year. If you're just getting started with the organic program, it's pretty important to do three fertilizations. Now, some people can't. The projects just don't have the budget to do it. And you can get away with one major fertilization a year and then put some your own homemade or a commercial version of Garrett juice out on the foliage and drench it, if you can, at least quarterly. So that would be kind of the minimum project, the minimum program, is to do one dry application of fertilizer a year and then liquid applications once a quarter. What would be ideal, especially for those of you that are just getting started with this natural organic program, is to do the three major fertilizations a year, one in early spring. And when we're saying early spring, we're talking about January and February. We're talking about real early, even before growth starts on plants. The reason for that is that we're feeding the soil, not the plants. We're trying to stimulate biological activity, and that helps the microbes that are directly associated with the roots to rev up, and then the root hairs to rev up, and the whole root system to get going before the top growth starts. And if you do that, the top growth just really impress you in all kinds of ways. Now, those of you that have been organic for a while, we're at that point of scratching your head a little bit. We're about to put out fertilizer at our place. We're about to put out the organic fertilizer, and we'll put it out this time at a full rate. We've been doing some experimental stuff in the past, and this year I wanted to get back to the basic kind of thing for a couple of reasons. So organic fertilizer going out at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet on everything, on turf, in the beds, in the pots, everywhere. You fertilize everything because, again, we're fertilizing or feeding the soil, not the plants directly. Plants get some benefit directly, but the big deal is what's indirectly created by helping this surge of biological activity in the soil. Now, you can push your flowering plants a little more by putting out the dry application and then doing some liquid application of Garrett juice also. It's a really good thing to do if you really want to push that color along. If you're getting started with your fall vegetable planting, which I recommend, we're there now. Get that going. We're working in our experimental gardens at our office. We're redoing some of the bed areas. I have to admit, I haven't done a real good job of keeping up with things this summer for a couple of reasons. Some of you know about the experience I've had with hospitals this past year, but also just the weather, the incredible heavy rain that we had in the spring, followed by the temperature skyrocketing and staying hot for a long time. Probably the hardest growing conditions I've seen around here anyway in a long time, and as a result, we didn't tend the vegetable garden quite as much as we should have and have in the past. So we're kind of getting back on the horse now and going to plant a lot of fall things, which I recommend. You'll find, if you've never done it, that it's really, in many ways, the best time to do vegetable gardening. The cool season things, the greens, cabbages and kale and broccoli and cauliflower and beets and carrots and all kinds of things really not only grow well in the fall as it cools down, but when we have fairly mild, which happens a lot, temperature and weather conditions in the winter, you can garden right through the winter and into the early spring and have tremendous production. So let's get that going. It's also time for putting out fall planting, the cool season grasses and various kinds of plants, legumes and clovers and things like that. In fact, I've just planted dwarf white clover in some areas where we had bare soil. I wanted to, I'll show it to you. I've already started to photograph it, and we'll show you some photographs on Facebook and on the website about this ground cover that we are creating right now with seed, by planting a seed. Now, dwarf clover is not the cheapest seed in the world. It's not out. It's not over the top, but it's a whole lot less expensive than planting transplants, you know, the normal way to plant ground cover. So we'll show you pictures of that. The dwarf white clover forms a beautiful ground cover. The color's great, and then later on it flowers with white flowers, and you get benefit of attracting bees and other pollinators and that kind of thing. Well, you hear the birds. They just flew in the window. Got to take a quick break, and then we'll get back to more in Howard's Garden and then go to the phones. Phone number is 866-444-3478. Lines are open. I have a great recommendation for container gardening. SmartPot is superior in several ways. It's a fabric container that releases heat and enhances root structure because it's fabric. You can have a garden in any location. It's easy to carry, lasts for years, provides excellent drainage, and prevents soil compaction and circling roots. For more information or to find a store in your area, go to smartpots.com or call 800-521-8098. That's smartpots.com.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore. Crazy Water is so good and good for you, it's crazy. Come to the annual Crazy Water Festival on Saturday, October 10th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. There'll be lots of music, crafts, games, and products. The festival will be at 209 Northwest 6th Street in Mineral Wells, Texas. If you can't make it out to the festival, you can get all the Crazy Water you need at HEB, Central Market, Kroger, and Brookshire's. For more information, go to crazywaterfestival.org. Crazy Water, so good, it's crazy. The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to DirtDoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: Vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth, vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth, animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth, animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth, children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth, children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you. People are starting to call in, and you can go ahead and jump on here and grab a line. I've got a little bit more to do, but we'll go to the lines pretty quickly at 1-866-444-3478. Finishing the talk about where we are in the fall here, very important time to fertilize, especially if you haven't fertilized all year. Organic fertilizer, of course, not the synthetic stuff. It's bad, and if you haven't heard me talk about it, it's bad in all kinds of ways. Pre-emergent questions are flying around all over the place still, of course, at this time. We're getting a little late. September the 15th is normally our target. We're a little after that, obviously. If you want to put out the organic pre-emergent, and it can help some, just depends on whether the weeds have already germinated or not. It's corn gluten meal is the product that you use, and that's generic, not a brand name. Corn gluten meal, you put it out at 15 to 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. Now, if you do it, you don't need to fertilize anymore because it's a great organic fertilizer. And even if you miss the germ, in other words, the winter weeds have already germinated and you miss that help on keeping them back, you still have the value of the fertilizer. Cost a little more than other organic fertilizers, but it's good. It also has some fairly good disease repression power as well. Whole ground cornmeal is probably better than corn gluten meal, but corn gluten meal also has it as well. We stumbled into that helping with a golf course that was using some organic techniques. So it's time to get that done. It's not ever time to put down synthetic fertilizer or synthetic pre-emergent poisons. Those are toxic materials. They hurt the soil. They hurt the beneficial life in the soil, and we do not recommend them. Now, if you're planning on overseeding, like I did with clover, or if you're planning on putting out vetch or ryegrass or fescue or any of the cool season crops, cereal, grain, rye, things like that, wheat and oats, any of those kind of things. We're in the perfect window for doing that now, too. But if you go that route, for whatever reason, if you're just trying to improve some soil for a period of time, or if you're trying to plant perennial rye or something to be a winter green turf, you do not, for sure do not want to put out corn gluten meal or the toxic stuff, either one. But any kind of a pre-emergent will hurt the germination of your cool season things that you're putting out. If you put out corn gluten meal in the vegetable garden and then try to plant some carrots or beets or other things from seed, that'd be a mistake. They'll conflict. Now, once the plants are transplants planted, or once the seeds have germinated and are growing, corn gluten meal is a great product to put around the plants to fertilize them and to suppress the weed growth that would come up around your vegetables. It works great in that situation, but not when you're trying to grow something from seed. Watering issues, especially for those of you that have your sprinkler systems on automatic. Cut the thing off automatic and just put it on manual so it'll run when you push the button and no other time. What starts to happen now, and I'm already seeing situations in my own gardens and landscaping, especially in shady situations, the moisture's staying in the soil a lot longer than it was, 30 days ago. So you need to really be careful and cut back on your watering and your potted plants and in the beds as well, and, of course, in turf also. Tree planting, boy, we'll talk about it a lot today. We'll talk about trees from a lot of different angles, because here we are in the ideal period of time for planting trees, also for pruning trees. While there's still some living foliage on the trees, you can see where the dead is and where injured things are and broken things, and clean up trees and do a lot of that. We'll talk about that in more detail. Tree planting, it's time to take a look in the nurseries and find some stuff. Those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, you're going to find the things that I have planted myself, which I'll tell you about, things like lacy oak and Mexican white oak, big tooth maple. Those are maybe three that you haven't heard of that much. You'll hear about red oaks and live oaks and cedar elms, and they're fine, but tend to be overused in a whole lot of cases. So take a look at some of these others, and I think you'll really enjoy the different textures, the different colors, and all that kind of thing. And they're wonderfully scaled. They're a little bit smaller long term, so they're better, in my opinion, for residential planting. And of course, the planting techniques we recommend are totally different than the industry does, and that some universities recommend. We recommend digging wide, ugly holes, very rough-sided holes, saucer-shaped, and less deep than the height of the ball, the root ball that's going in. And we recommend measuring that height of the root ball after you have taken the tree out of the container and taken the loose excess soil and mulch off the top of the ball, which there will almost 100% of the time be, and measure the true height. And then that true crown, that true flare, the true top of the root ball needs to be set so that when it's all backfilled and finished, it's still slightly higher than the ground grade. Almost 100% of the trees get planted too deeply in the soil. We'll talk more about that. We'll talk about species. There's a sycamore tree, for example, if you're looking for a real fast-growing tree that's incredible, that I'll recommend to you, and I'll tell you about when I come back, and some others as well. And then we'll go to the phones here right away. Those of you holding, I'll get to you real quickly here. 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, and I'll be back right after this.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478, or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Maggie's been holding a long time, so I'm going to go ahead and take her call, and then we'll get back into some of these other in Howard's garden things. Very important time to do a lot of gardening and landscaping things, and I want to talk about trees some more as well. Phone number to be on the show with me here is 866-444-3478. And let's see if I can get Maggie up here. There she is. Hello, Maggie. Good morning.
Good morning, Howard. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure, you bet.
We have a real bad flea problem, and we have tried the diatomaceous earth and the joy and, I mean, just about everything we can use on our dogs. Are there any other suggestions on that?
Well, the two main things that I recommend now, which are pretty much foolproof, Maggie, are beneficial nematodes on the site. It's amazing how well they work, not only on fleas but ticks and a lot of other pests as well. And then dogs that still have trouble after that, both Bob Webster with his audience in San Antonio and mine, you know, around the country, have given me really nice feedback about this product that you have to get from veterinarians called Comfortis.
Yeah, we've even tried the Comfortis, and it's helping, but it has, they are still picking them up when they're outside.
Yeah. Well, the beneficial nematodes will just shut that down.
Well, it's bone dry here. I mean, we have not had much rain at all the last month and a half.
Well, you're going to have some here soon. We're going to get some moisture, and you don't need enough moisture more than enough to keep the plants outside alive, to keep the beneficial nematodes alive. So if you can water really well the one time when you put the nematodes out, or if you can catch a rain, put them out when it's about to rain or when it is drizzling rain or just after a rain, something like that, they don't work slowly over a long period of time. They work fast.
Okay.
And so if you haven't done that, I think that'll end your problems. If you when you bathe the what kind of dog pets are we talking about? Dogs?
Oh yeah, three absolutely different dogs. One is a Scotty Dachshund cross.
Okay.
And yeah, one's a fox terrier. And the or a rat terrier, excuse me, and the other one is a Shih Tzu, and the Shih Tzu is the one that's bothered the most by it.
Most sensitive, yeah. Some of them sometimes they're allergic to the fleas. When you bathe them, you might try to get a shampoo that has some D-limonene or orange oil in it, and if not, add some to the bath water. And also, if for a dog that's allergic to fleas, putting some cornmeal in the bath water will help soothe the skin and help with the flea control as well. But get you some beneficial nematodes and try to catch some of the moisture that we should. We've got some in the forecast, you know, and we hear from Texas through Arkansas, where you are, we'll have some moisture, no doubt about it. And that's when the beneficial nematodes will really take care of the problem for you.
Okay, I have another question, and it's totally, completely different subject.
Okay.
The difference between open pollinating and self-pollinating,
mm-hmm.
What's the difference?
Well, open pollinated means that it's a plant that it's an old plant, and you can save the seed, and it's going to come back and be true to what the original plant was. Now, if it gets cross-pollinated by something in the meantime, you could have a resulting plant that wouldn't be pure. But open pollinated simply means it's a it's an old plant, and it's not a hybridized plant. It's been around for a long time, that sort of thing.
Right. Well, we raise nothing but heritage up here anyway. So.
Well, those are open pollinated plants.
Right.
That doesn't mean they can't be cross-pollinated.
That was my question.
Yeah, to keep a plant pure, if you want to save the seed and you want it to be exactly like the plant that you grew previously, you got to jump through some hoops. You've got to keep the plant separated, and, you know, the people that do it professionally, they actually do it with kind of mosquito netting and that sort of thing formed into cages to protect the plants from each other or from the pollinators that are flying, you know, around from plant to plant. I have found that when I've planted something that's open pollinated and I've tried to keep the seed and plant it the next year, I've gotten crossbreeds most of the time, but it's kind of fun to see what you get. So in some cases, you get something that's better than you started with.
Yeah, we have we have two different varieties of tomatoes,
mm-hmm.
and they're probably 150 yards apart. And I don't think that they're going to cross pollinate much.
Well, the farther you have them apart, the better your chances are. What are the two that you're starting with?
This year we have Amish Pace,
uh-huh.
and we have Brandywine.
Okay. Well, what you're doing is the main thing to do. Keep them as far apart as you can. Keep those seed and just keep an eye on what you get. You will probably see at some point, though, that they start to be a little different than the original plant, and you have to go back and start over with some fresh seed. But there's some of the best crops. Malcolm Beck and I have talked about this in our Texas Organic gardening book, vegetable gardening book, and I've talked to a lot of other folks that grow vegetables and herbs and all kinds of things, and across the board, some of the best crops have come from people who throughout the years have saved their seed every year, and every year that seed produces plants that are more productive, more tasty, and just better in general, but they're different than the original seed. They've adapted to the soil, and they've probably had some crossing to create a naturally new plant.
Yeah, well, these Amish paste Roma tomatoes, they're huge. And of course, the Brandywine is a very big
tomato. Right.
So I don't think it's going to hurt either of them to get a little bit of cross-pollination.
No. Let me know how it turns out. Take pictures and document it. It'd be interesting to show people.
Yep, I will do that. Howard, thank you so very much.
Thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Joe Alice in Sulphur Springs, Texas. Hi, Joe Alice.
Hello, Howard. I have some raised beds, and everything I do is organic. And I'm having an issue. I planted some okra in there, and the plants are very, very healthy. They're growing like wild. They got planted a little bit late, but they're about to bloom. But where the blooms are, I have got a tremendous amount of ants, you know, climbing up the stalk.
Yeah. Ants love okra.
Okra.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. What could I do to stop this?
Well, they're pretty easy to control. You can do it with, you know, some sophisticated pest control product like spinosad or something like that if you really want to do it. But the first thing I would try, just get some Lemon Joy soap and use a tablespoon per gallon, or get the product called Bio Wash or Plant Wash and spray them. They'll knock the ants out really quickly.
Okay.
That's a that's a common problem. Ants really, really do love okra. They like the flowers and they like the young pods as well. What you did by getting started late is not a bad thing, because what that means is that your plants aren't 14 feet tall.
And
they're a lot easier to harvest now at the end of the season.
I have one other question.
Okay.
I planted my squash in a raised bed. Due to the rain we had this, earlier
in the
year,
I
lost so much stuff out of my garden.
Oh, yeah, we all did.
I went to raised beds, and the squash I have plenty of squash. It blooms, but a lot of the blooms are not opening, and I have no bees.
Yeah, that's the problem, is no pollination.
Okay.
If you look at my book, that I mentioned, the Texas Organic Vegetable Book, or I think we've got it on our website now. If we don't, we need to. But we show how to hand pollinate.
Okay.
And if you really don't have any pollinators, it's the only thing that will help you get some production. And take a look at that. Well, basically, what you do is you take the male flowers and daub the pollen on the female.
I have done that years ago because I do have all your books. And I have one other question on bees.
Uh-huh.
I am trying to teach myself how to, you know, I'm thinking about acquiring some bees. Since we don't have any, do you think if I brought some in that surely to goodness they won't die off, will they?
You could talk to some of the beekeepers about that. I'll tell you what I would do first, and you can do both, but I would just plant a lot, spend your budget as much as you can on planting a lot of new flowering plants.
I've already ordered seeds, and that was my next thing to go for.
Yeah, plant as much as you can of transplants, and then there's some things you can plant from seed, like I just planted clover. Also next spring when it gets warm enough, get some buckwheat seed. It's very inexpensive, and it produces flowers that attract bees like crazy.
Good.
And if you plant, you know, in the summer, we've got all kinds of flowers going now. I kind of overdid it this year with the different varieties and all. And the pollinators, the bees, the various wasps and flies and butterflies and everything have just been terrific.
Yes. I've had a lot of butterflies this year. But
no
live
bees,
at...
huh?
Go ahead.
You had butterflies, but no bees.
No bees. I have had one bee. I've seen one bee this year.
Okay.
And it's heartbreaking.
More flowering plants.
Okay.
One of them, make a note of too. I started talking about trees and I really didn't finish. One of the ones that I have in our experimental gardens, and it's an acacia. It's an acacia that's a cat's claw acacia, but it doesn't have thorns. It's weird.
Oh.
It's got little bitty thorns that really don't bother you much at all. And so checking with some of the people or just your local nursery and see if they would help you find some acacia. Oh, a cat's claw. That has a flower in the spring that, one, is beautiful, and it attracts the beneficials like crazy. And then right after that, you need to plant some of the almond verbena. and some of the white Greg's mist flower. We've done newsletters and talked about those plants a lot, but those three will probably help you more than anything else. And then just fill in between those with as many different flowering annuals and perennials as you can plant.
Okay, I'm headed that way.
Okey-doke.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks a bunch. Bye-bye. And we've got open lines for you. Jump on here at 866-444-3478. We've got a newsletter for you. It's free. Got a lot of people that take it. All you have to do to get it is fill out the form that's on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com or send us an email. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. And if you've got some pictures you want to show us, questions to ask about plant problems, or you want to brag about something doing well, you send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, here for Victor Pet Foods. In addition to the grain-free choices, all the great Victor products are wheat, corn, soy, and gluten-free and are naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. Victor's loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs Carmen and Tater love Victor. Your dogs and cats will too. Ask for Victor at your favorite pet or feed store or go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist and Drug Muggers. I understand the value of medication, but in the process of helping, they can rob the body of many essential nutrients. I call them drug muggers because they spark side effects that are often diagnosed as a new disease. Every medication, whether over-the-counter or prescription, robs the body of beneficial bacteria. That's why I recommend probiotics for anyone taking medication and for good health in general. Bacterial balance is vital for healthy digestion, improved immunity and tip-top health. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics nurtures the garden of bacteria that is distinctive to your body. Backed by 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's exclusive formula uses living bacteria combined in a Japanese fermentation process that sets Dr. O'Hara's probiotics apart from all other brands.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now manufacturing Garrett Juice Pro, the advanced mix of Garrett Juice formula. Garrett Juice Pro improves the health of soil and plants with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, and hydrolyzed fish, also beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it at garden centers, farm and feed stores, and hardware stores. For Garrett Juice and other fine products, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The Sick Tree Treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way, how it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And you can jump on here at 1-866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. One of the trees that I was going to tell you about, and I forgot to mention it when I came back from the last break, is a sycamore tree. People, a lot of times, if they don't have any trees at all, they're wanting to know what's a good quality, fast-growing tree. There's a sycamore that's the top of that list, and I've got experience with it from San Antonio through here in Dallas. Bob Webster has just an incredible specimen down in San Antonio at his nursery, and we have several here in the Dallas area. The first time I ever saw it was in Houston. The big deal about the Mexican sycamore is that it is, in fact, when I was working on the book for Houston, the plants for Houston is when we ran into it. It's prettier than the regular sycamore. It's more dramatic with its white stems. The leaves are more star-shaped. They're more interesting. And it is pretty much immune. I've never seen a problem where it has anthracnose or the bacterial leaf spot, which is the killer of our native sycamore. Yeah, and yeah, this is a sycamore that comes from Mexico. It comes from the south, and I think for a lot of years, like some of the other trees that we recommend, people thought, well, if it's native down there in Mexico, it wouldn't last up here in a colder climate. How far north the Mexican sycamore will grow, I don't have any idea, but it might not be a bad idea to try some small specimens for some of you north of where we are here in Dallas-Fort Worth area, because it does beautifully here, just an absolutely gorgeous tree. And it would be the fastest growing of anything you could possibly plant. Should be used here a whole lot more than it's currently being used. One of the other things that I wanted to mention to people thinking about buying trees and planting trees, there are folks out there that tell you don't plant bald cypress, that it won't do well anymore in alkaline soils. The regular bald cypress, which is a beautiful tree and I still like it a lot, will come to the nurseries from different seed sources. In other words, where they, where the plant, the mother plants began, they were growing either in a nursery with alkaline conditions, neutral to alkaline conditions, or from Louisiana and places like that where they're growing in real organic, highly organic soils, low pH acid soils, and things like that. Well, there's the trick. If you get Vol cypress that came from nurseries growing them in from seed sources that could take the alkaline conditions, the Vol cypress will do beautifully for you, especially under an organic program. And this problem of brown color late in the summer, which often is also associated with mites in the plant, will be gone if you get the proper seed source. Now, how you can be absolutely sure of that when you're buying a new tree is tricky. You have to have a contractor or a tree person that really understands that to really have a high level of high comfort level that you're not getting into a long-term problem. Because if it is a bad seed source and it starts getting yellow in high pH soils, there's no way to reverse that hardly at all. Very, very difficult, depending on how much of the blood is, you know, the wrong kind, liking the acid conditions, in other words. But here's what you can do to avoid the problem. You can buy Montezuma cypress, and more of the growing operations in the nurseries are carrying Montezumas. Montezuma is a more beautiful tree than Vol cypress. It is very closely kin, but it doesn't have knees, which is also a big positive for residential tree planting and growth. And it also is just a softer look. It's just a much more graceful tree. It does have one little pitfall, and in some years it could be a fairly major one. It is almost evergreen here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, which means, and it's in that category I was talking about before with the Mexican sycamore. The biggest one in the world is on our website. You know, it's the one that's thousands of years old. It's literally 30-something feet or 40 feet diameter trunk. It's the most incredible tree you've ever seen. If you haven't seen it, go to dirtdoctor.com and go into the library for the tree in Oaxaca. It's the tree of Tule or Tule, and you can see pictures of it there. But because that's where it was originally known about in Mexico, a lot of people think, well, it'll freeze up here. The industry thought it would freeze. When I first started talking about it in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, people were very skeptical about it living here. Well, that's not the problem. In fact, the problem is related to it, but not that. It was in Dallas, it's almost evergreen. It stays green much longer in the fall. It comes out much earlier in the spring than Vol cypress does. And the problem is holding on to that foliage longer in the fall, it can get ice damage, breakage. And you got to be careful about, you got to at least know about that. We've got a lot more for you. We've got another hour coming up. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The website is dirtdoctor.com. I'm going to talk more about trees. We've got a lot of other related issues to talk about, and turf, bedding plants, herbs, vegetables, whatever you'd like to chat about. 866-444-3478, the website, dirtdoctor.com.